Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Hi, Greer. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little about yourself.
I am a dark, spicy romance author. I have dabbled in sports romance, and I have written romantic suspense, but I'm thoroughly in the dark romance category right now. I have a wonderful husband who works with me, two fur babies, and I love Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Awesome. So let's chat some dark romance. Let's chart what led you to go into this niche and like how you define your dark romance. You know, is it heavy triggers or like the content, you know?
Yeah. So I used to be a criminal lawyer. I prosecuted domestic violence and driving under the influence crimes. And I just have been in like a dark type of world before, I guess, that career-wise. And so whenever I first started writing, I realized that was something that just was in my writing. It was dark themes. And so while I was writing that, my first series, I realized that I needed to just kind of hone in on the dark stuff. And so that's how I got into dark romance. I think it would be defined as more heavy triggers, not heavy real life triggers, kind of. Mm-hmm. For example, my Phantom book has bipolar disorder representation in it. And for some people, mental health illness is something that triggers them as they're on their healing journey. And so I have triggers like that. And I would also say that my other books that are just romantic suspense also have a few triggers that are just real life kind of triggers.
There we go. All right, let's talk about Rouge. This is like retelling. So tell us a little bit of pitch and tell us about like, you know, the process of writing the series.
Right. So I fell in love with the idea of writing happy ever afters for plays and stories that made me cry. And so this one was inspired by Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet and Orpheus and Eurydice. And taking all three of those together, I made it a dark romance and gave them the tragic stories a happy ever after. And so now it also has modern day Las Vegas and secret society Irish mafia vibes. There's a secret / forced marriage. It's got a ton of stuff in there that has all those three classic stories and just combines them like that.
I love this. So did you plot it out or are you a pantser? Did you like write it and see what it comes up?
I am thoroughly convinced that I'm a plotter, but I always end up being a pantser. Okay. I will write an outline that is, you know, gorgeous and 15 pages long. And then whenever I get to chapter 5, it's like, gotta go. Yeah. So I now more so follow a free thought kind of process, a free flowing process. Mm-hmm. And so I like to do things like write by hand. And I like to use sprinting. So my brain has to go to a place where it just thinks on its own. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to really worry about sentence structure and everything, which means that my writing is actually pretty quick, but my editing process is huge.
Yeah. Oh, all of this. Yeah. It's a whole process of like trying to identify what works for you and like, taking the action and then seeing like, does it work this way? Because some books may work one way and other books may be like completely different, through everything that you did and out the window,
Yes, absolutely. I have written, I think this is my ninth book at this point. And because we're not counting the one that I wrote like years ago that is not published, will not see the light of day. But every single book has had a completely different process. So this one was part handwritten, part dictated, and then part sprinted. And so that's how this one was made and then edited to high heaven.
There we go. All right, so let's check some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
I am a huge mood reader, but I will admit I haven't really read fiction in a long time. But I will read anything romance, and I love dark romance. I love fantasy romance. And I love PNR and fantasy and stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like dark romance is because you can get this animalistic type of behavior from a male main character that you can't really get in contemporary or sports because it kind of sets the vibe off a little bit. But you can get that in dark romance. He's growly, he's anti-hero and stuff. And I think that's why I like dark romance because it's kind of, you can get a similar hero to what you would get in PNR and fantasy, and those are the ones that I really love too.
I love it. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes. So my favorite series ever in the whole wide world, and I haven't read it in a decade probably, but I love telling people about it. It's Karen Marie Moaning's Fever series. It's got the Scottish Highlands, it's got time travel, it's got fantasy romance. It's perfect for fairy lovers, fairy romance lovers. I love that series, and it was my first fantasy romance, I'm pretty sure. And so that's what got me into fantasy romance is that series.
I love this. Tell us where you can find it online.
Oh yeah, so I'm on TikTok. I have a website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Author Greer Rivers everywhere. And I love TikTok. I haven't been really good at it lately because I've been in the writing cave. I still have a Christmas tree up, so that's how in the cave I have been. I haven't really have foregone everything else that I need to do.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited for your future work. So
Thank you.
awesome. Thank you, Greer, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.